Mineral Area College basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MIMOinfo.com is your voice for Cardinal athletics.
6-5, Wilson left wing driving at 3-2. Cameron blocked the shot! Cameron blocked the shot! And it's out of bounds with 1.1 seconds remaining. Zach Cameron with a huge block, his 61st of the season, puts him in the top 15 in the country.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win.
Forbes looks in, nobody there, drives it now, curls it off the window. The reverse layup for Holly Forbes. 15 for the freshman out of North County.
Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for region championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Now here's Golden. Golden slicing down the middle of the lane. The runner falls for her. Allie Golden with 12 points. She drives right by.
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio KREI, J98, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Edwards slashing down the left side of the line, rises up, and thumps his man down to the ground. The Tomahawk Jam. Maurice Edwards coming off a trampoline and dropping an anvil.
Now let's go courtside with Chad Speaker and Kevin Thurman for your pregame show.
Well, we come to you courtside tonight from Jason Gym. We're on the Lincoln University campus at our state's capital in Jefferson City. Region 16 semifinal night here in Jefferson City. And the Moberly Greyhounds are the top seed in this tournament. They went undefeated throughout the regular season of Region 16. They are 24-6 on the year, winners of 17 of their last 18 ball games. The Mineral Area College Cardinals, 23-8. But, Kevin, small sample size. Winners of the last three, they look pretty good.
They have been looking good. I mean, it's something that a lot of people look at the numbers on the team. They're down a little bit. In fact, one of the fans tweeted, it's kind of when you watch them warm up, it looks like David versus Goliath out there, because you got one team with 15 big, tall guys and another team over here with seven. And you know what? But this seven has – you got a good seven, and they have really played probably some of the best basketball the last couple of games that they played all year.
They have. But Goliath, though, they've got the nation's leading scorer on their side.
Yes, they do. And he's been hard to stop, and no team has been able to stop him.
Alonzo Verge averaging over 30 points a game. Midseason, he was at 29.5. It went up after that. Alonzo Verge hung 42 on Mineral Area College when Mac went there. 28 when they played at the Mineral Area College Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. Verge, a 6'3 sophomore, averaging 30.6 points per game. The Greyhounds have nice depth. They love to run it in the full court. They'll press you. They'll see how deep you are. Mineral Area College, not very deep, but they've handled the ball pretty well. And with David Cackleries at the helm of this thing, they have not been immune to pressure, but they've been good against it.
Yeah, and tonight's going to be very important for Cackleries, because Mobley's really going to pressure the ball, and he's the guy that's going to get him through the pressure. So a couple things. He's got to be able to handle that pressure, which we know he will. But he's also got to stay out of foul trouble, because he's it.
Those are the 2 point guards, Verge and Cackleries. Much more to talk about as we move along on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington. For all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs, let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at the Lettington exit, and online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Coming up next, we'll talk with the coaches. We'll have a chat with Pat Smith, the Moberly Greyhounds head coach, and also the Mineral Area College headman, Luke Strege. We'll do that in 2 minutes, right here on Supertalk 800. KREI.
The Dovine Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Any real estate transaction requires trust. You should consider this when choosing your agent.
Understanding the ins and outs of a real estate transaction can be tricky. It's important you find an agent you can trust that will assist you with all the necessary paperwork and act as a buffer in the negotiations. Hi, I'm Candace Glore with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. If you're looking to invest in today's market, look me up online. I'm ready to be your agent.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisor in the mineral area.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, general manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big Time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Great to be joined by Pat Smith. Now I'm over to Greyhounds head man and coach. You guys ran through the regular season of Region 16 unscathed and really earned that number one seed here in the tournament. 18 out of 19 victories?
17 out of 18.
Okay, all right. Well, you played so well, I'll give you credit for an extra one there. Is it kind of when you come into this tournament with the success that you've had against region teams, is it just say, hey, guys, the same as what we've had? Or do you always try to look for another gear?
No, hell, you look for another gear if you can find it. And our thing is always improve every day, try to get ready to win the next game. And we don't change that motto right now. We went into practice yesterday. There's a couple things we really wanted to shape up, to kind of shore up. And you know what? The number one seed gets us this year, playing a really good mineral area team that's playing really well right now. So yeah. I don't know how much of an advantage that is. But with that said, you got to win. You're playing, you know, the NCAAs, they get this time of year, Chad, and they always play four-team tournaments.
Right.
And that's what we're in, is a four-team tournament. And you got to win the first game to move on to the second. We did try to explain to our guys that this is not a best of seven, that you need to win the first game, which we did not win last year. Yeah. So we're looking forward to the challenge. And like I said, Mineral's playing really well. I think their coaching staff has done a really good job with limited depth of keeping that group very competitive. And we got our hands full today.
Everybody wants the one seed, of course, because they usually put you in the best position. But is taking a bye and not playing, is that an advantage or a disadvantage, or does that depend what kind of team you have?
I know 3 years ago we had to play a play-in game. We kept playing all the way to Hutch.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it really matters. I mean, I'll be honest. We've kind of dominated the region, but it's not like we're that much of a dominant team. I mean, I don't look at this as one of my best all-around teams. But man, we're going to come out there and we're just going to out-talent you. This team is out-competed. They've out-toughed.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of things. We've played off one real good player, as I know you know, Chad, from watching us play.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this. We've had a bunch of role players do their jobs. Now, with that said, I swear our mineral area offensively is a skill. First of all, I think Luke does a really good job offensively. And they move the ball. They run a lot of sets. And they've got five guys, starting with that point guard, number 10, that has bought into how they play. I think since this is kind of crazy, since their depths got down, I think number 11 has played so much better.
Yeah.
The number 5, the shooter's been on fire. I mean, he's just been out of this world. So we got our hands full today, buddy.
Yeah.
And with that said, welcome to postseason.
Right, a good team versus a hot team. It's not always the best team. It's the team playing best, I guess, isn't it?
Two of the times I went to national tournament, I was a Wabash, we lost 11 and 12 games. And so we got hot at the right time.
Yeah. Hey, have fun. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Hey, thanks, man. Should be a good one.
Right.
Thanks, Chad.
Pat Smith joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And we're back after this right here on KREI.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Hi, it's Julie Berghaus with Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy in Farmington. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating than having to spend hours and even days trying to get your prescriptions filled. That's why it's time to come see me in Maple Valley, right next door to Dollar General. We can take care of you and your family's medications quickly and efficiently. We are a preferred provider for most insurance plans, and we will take care of you with excellence. Making you number one is what makes us number one at Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Great to be joined by Luke Strege now. Semifinals of the Region 16 tournament and final three games. You guys are on a nice little string here. A win over West Plains and a pair over Stage Fair as well to get you here. And I know that you've really liked what you've gotten out of the guys here recently.
Offensively, we've been really good lately. Like we're making shots. We're executing. The five guys are starting to understand how to play together. And we basically had to start over again once we got to five and move guys around positions. So they're starting to feel comfortable. We now have some things we can run. So offensively, we're very, very good. Defensively, we're still struggling, but we've been able to score enough points to win those three games, and we had to win them, and the guys figured it out.
You know, when you talk defense, I think toughness, but the guys have had to display some toughness to kind of play through and to accomplish what they have here at this point.
Yeah, I guess that's something. We talk to these guys quite a bit because, you know, at times they think they're tired. But they're 19 and 20-year-old young men. They're not tired. It's the brain telling them they're tired. Their body can handle so much more than what their brain tells them they can. And we've just had lapses in games where they think they're tired. And it's our fault. We're only playing five guys. excuse me. So, you know, defensively in stretches, like in the first half against State Fair, we gave up 26 points in the first half. Was outstanding. Offensively, yeah. We were great. Then the second half, we give up 55. So, you know, what team are we? In the half court, offensively, we're pretty darn good. Now, the issue tonight is that Moberly doesn't allow you to play in the half court. They make you play in the full court, and they press you for 40 minutes, and they just make the game crazy. As you saw against State Fair in the second half two games ago and a little bit at the beginning, when we have to play in transition, you know, our guys wear out. It just, with five guys, it's almost impossible to do. If we can somehow make this a half-court game, if they don't score offensively, they can't get into their press. So maybe that's the key. You know, we just need them to miss. If we can make it a half-court game, I think we can out-execute them. Our problem is going to be if they start to score, and they're really tough to stop. I mean, they got the leading scorer in the country. If they score, then they press you, and then the game becomes really fast up and down. And we're just not going to be able to play that basketball game.
Is this your team? Is this the type of team that it's more effective to remind them of things like, hey, Moberly was up on us 23-5. They're really good. We got to focus in. Or is it more effective to remind them of things like, hey, we went on a 40-20 run against Moberly. You know, we can have success against – is this a team that responds to, you know, a challenge or a pat on the back more?
You know, I don't know because we've been changing as a team all year. So, you know, we haven't been one team. And normally at this time of year you say, I know exactly who we are. We've had to change so many times this year. We've been different teams at different times. And when we felt that we were getting some momentum with the group, something would happen and then we'd cut numbers and we'd have to restart again. So I don't know. I know they're tired. I know they've been given all they could at home just to give everything to our fans and make the games exciting and try to find a way to win some games late so that they're remembered well from the people back home. I think this group is a resilient one, but there's only so much you can do with five, and we're just going to have to get to half. It's something that we've talked about, I've never had to talk about before, and we talked about it today. It's just get to half. And if we're down 8 at half, it's okay. But we can't be down 17. We can't be down 23 at half. We just got to be close at half so that we can get 15 minutes to breathe. And this year, last year in the same situation, West Plains was the 4. They win the 4-5 game. They come in here, and they just kept it close enough with Moberly at half and in the second half that Moberly got really tight and they missed a couple shots, and West Plains went and won a game by one or two. Mm-hmm. We just have to keep it close. And if we can come in here at halftime and it's even an 8-point game, like, we've shortened the game and we've allowed for them to maybe tighten up a little bit, and just for a wild, you know, possession or two to happen to fall our way where we can sneak out here with a 1-minute game. But we really have to shorten this game somehow, get to half, get 15 minutes to breathe, and then figure out how we're just going to sneak one here in the second half.
All right. That's the plan, huh? From Luke Strege, the head coach of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. We're back after this on KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Semifinals of Region 16 play right here on Super Talk 800 KREI Farmington. Let's meet our starters now in this one. Brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Moberly Greyhounds 24-6. They'll start Alonzo Verge. He's a 6'3 sophomore out of Chicago, averaging 30.6 points per game. Nobody in the country scores more. But here's the deal. He's also third in the country in assists at 8.3. That's the kicker to me.
That's amazing. We've seen a lot of other players that are doing it well in scoring, but they don't share the ball. He shares the ball and scores that much. That's amazing.
Will Rucker goes 6'8, a sophomore right there out of Moberly. 4 points, 4 rebounds. Todd Small with 14.5 a game. He's a 6'5 freshman from Durham, North Carolina. DeMarcus Sharp is a 6'1 freshman from the Boot Heel. He's out of Charleston, Missouri. 4.5 points for him. Cardinals will start Yehuza Rosas. He leads them in points and rebounds. 15.3-8. A 6'7 freshman played his high school ball in St. Louis at St. Mary's High. Gabe O'Neill is the man in the middle. 10 points, 6.7 rebounds. He's a 6'6 freshman from Cincinnati, Ohio. Steve Wooten from Madison, Wisconsin. He's second on the team in scoring and rebounding at 14.7 at 7.6. David Cackery's 14th in the country in assists at 6.7, and he scores 12.7 a game. And Patrick Strazala, he has been the guy in the clutch time lately. Patrick is averaging 10.8. He's a 6'4 sophomore from Bayonne, New Jersey. But, Kevin, in the last three games, the small sample size we were talking with Coach Strege about here before the contest, Patrick Strazala is averaging 23 points per game. He has shot 12 out of 19 three-pointers. That's 63%. And that doesn't even include the St. Louis game from five games ago,
right,
where he was the hero and he scored all 12 points in overtime. He's been the money man lately.
Well, he has. You know, with the change of the team dynamics, he's felt it upon himself to be more of a scorer. And I think it's been great for him. It's been great for the team.
All right. Hey, you know, our check of the weather, icy roads right out of Farmington. And then once you get out of there, out of Park Hills a little bit, then it gets a little bit better. We're at 26 degrees here in Jefferson City. And our check of the weather brought to you by the Dough Run Company. The Dough Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. The Mineral Area College Cardinals will be in their Road Reds. They'll have the white letters with, or the black letters with a white outline and the white numbers with a black outline. And the Moberly Greyhounds will be in their whites with red trim, and they'll have the black numbers and letters with a white outline. Our tip coming up here in just a moment, brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. That's New Era Bank, member FDIC. The Mineral Area College Cardinals will push it from our right to our left as we start the action in this one, and that means that Moberly goes from our left to our right. Moberly's just an hour north. The roads are all good to the north,
right,
so they made it to the game. For the Mineral Area College Cardinals, They're not represented quite as well, but that means they're home listening, so we thank you for that.
Right, that's right. We got lots of fans back listening.
Kevin, the men will play in the semifinals tonight. The ladies will play in the semifinals tomorrow night. The MAC ladies wrapped up the number two seed. They're poised, if they play well, to get to the championship game. We'll wait and see on that. But the only team to beat the ladies all year long has been Three Rivers, and they're that number one seed. So we're hoping maybe for a rematch of that one in the championship game.
Yeah, you can't jump ahead too far. But on paper, that's a game tomorrow that the Lady Cardinals should win. But you got to play the game.
Surely do. 8 o'clock tomorrow night is the tip time for that one. So Mac takes the floor, and Moberly going through their final discussions over in the huddle. Nice to see the Mineral Area College cheerleaders here. Athletic Director Jim Gerwitz and some of the MAC fans as well. Kerry Thurman, a rabid Cardinal fan across the way, going to be cheering. You better be cheering hard.
That's right.
Going to have to yell loud to out-yell these Moberly Greyhound fans. Will Rucker from right there in Moberly jumping it up against Gabe O'Neill. And the official at the center circle, and we're underway in the semifinal of the Region 16 tournament. David Cackleby's has the basketball as O'Neill tipped it to him. David hands it off to Big Gabe, and he'll work it over to Yehuza Rosas. They flare it over to the left wing. This is to Strazala. The Greyhounds playing man-to-man defense. Cackleby's throws up a covered three-pointer that will not fall. Alonzo Verge on the defense, the nation's leading scorer with a basketball for Moberly on possession number one. Head of the circle hands it off to Sean Miller-Moore. Miller-Moore scores 18.1 points. He's second on their team. He'd lead most teams with that scoring average. But Verge at 30.6, guarded by Rosas here, measuring him. Verge drives, lobs to Miller-Moore, and he pushes it right over the lip of the iron for the first two. So Verge not with his first score, but with his first assist.
Well, that's why he has so many assists. Miller-Moore is quite a player. I tell you what, he would be the best player in a lot of teams out here.
A tremendous athlete. Cackleby's quickly up the floor. Rosas spins, fires with the left hand, missed it. He patted his rebound stats, not one, but twice.
That's
right.
And
he tips it in. I'm telling you, Yehuza plays on a pogo stick. He's up and down all night long. Second hop, third hop. And here's a three-pointer launched by Small. Misses that one. Cackleby flies in for the rebound. And we're tied at two. Rosas with two. Miller-Moore with two. Cackleby's left elbow fires over to the left wing. Strazala. Strazala driving it to the middle. Ball slapped away from him. That's from Verge. Did I mention Verge was 15th in the country in steals? He lobs it now up the floor to Miller-Moore. They fire it over to the left corner. Small for three. And Todd fills it up from outside of the arc. He leads this team in three-point makes. And a three-point attempts on the year, the 79th make for Todd Small. A 5-2 lead for Moberly. Cackleby's at the top of the key now. Mac trailing by three here. 18-15 remaining in the first half. They lob to Cackleby. Catches it and finishes at the rim. David with tremendous body control caught it in front of the rim, glided to the right side, and banked it in.
Boy, for a, you know, not the tallest point guard ever, he can really, he's got really good legs. He can get up high, and he was way high at the rim and finished that one.
Verge pump fake on a three. Looks for a drive now right of the lane. A little bumper pool as he goes inside. You know, they installed that little lob today about five games ago, and they've been running that a lot here lately. The foul goes on Yehuza Rosas. That's his first. That's really, well, I say, not Mineral Area is vulnerable in more than one area, but where they're really vulnerable, Kevin, is if they would get someone in foul trouble.
Yes.
They just can't withstand that. They had three guys with four last game, but it came toward the end of regulation, and they withstood it against State Fair. Left corner three, that's from Small, couldn't hit it. Nice rebound for Moberly. Cackleby's in the backcourt. The Greyhounds going to pull out on that full-court pressure. And put on that full-court pressure most of all, yes, when you score, but also with any ball stoppage. And a bouncer to Wooten. Steve dribbles left hand, right hand. Looking back out to Cackleby's at half court. Wooten averaging 14.7 on the year. He's been going back and forth with Rosas in terms of game or team high scoring honors. And O'Neill gets it deep. He put Rucker on his hip, and then he put him on the floor, and then Gabe puts it up and through. First two for Gabe O'Neill. And Mineral Area College leads 6-5. Rucker, a three-pointer there from Verge. That was a 26-footer, Kevin, and the net barely moved.
Yeah, that was about a 28-footer. He was at the volleyball line. That was way back.
And he pops it straight through the high-arching jumper, an 8-6 lead for Moberly. Strazala on the left wing now. O'Neill sets the screen, dives to the goal, can't find him there. Pat at the head of the circle, launches a covered-up three. Miller-Moore right in his shorts with him, and Verge grabs the rebound. Strzala's been making threes with guys in his jersey with him lately. Now here's Verge for another three. Misses this one. Rosas way above the rim for the rebound. They'll work it to the point guard, Cackle Reese. Coach Strege calls out the play. An 8-6 lead for Moberly, 3.5 minutes in. Region 16 semifinals. Moberly defeating Mineral Area College twice this year, 86-76 and 91-65. Wooten, head of the circle, snaps off a triple, rattled in and out. Thing was online, just about fell down. Verge racing up the floor, left hand, right hand, drives right of the line, double clutches, fires it off the window, and got it to go down. Alonzo Verge with points number 4 and 5. A 10-6 lead for Moberly. And it's a little mini 5-0 run. A lob to Cackleries as he raced around the defense. Shot won't go, but the first time, but O'Neill grabs it and puts it back in. Floated that one through from right in the middle of the lane. And a 10-8 ball game. Moberly going to its bench for the first time. Raekwon Drake going to check in. Next dead ball. Verge has it on the right wing. Mineral Area College in a 1-3-1 zone right here. Verge on the right wing. Pump fake. Drives inside. Passes to Rucker. Rucker goes to the left hand. Missed it. Short. A battle for the rebound. Rucker wins it. Rucker attacking again right in the middle of the lane. Missed another one. And now a foul on the rebound as Rucker nudged O'Neill right there to try to grab it. And Will Rucker has his second personal foul.
Boy, Rucker's a load inside. He's 6'8", 230 pounds, and just a all-muscle load in there. He's tough to move, but he got a little too rough that time.
Good news for Mac is that he got his second personal. Bad news for Mac is that Pat Smith will run three or four more guys off the bench that look a little bit like him. And Raekwon Drake is one of those guys, 6'5", freshman, not quite as big. A 10-8 lead for Moberly Mac basketball. Cackleby's calls out the play, waves his left hand in the air, goes to the left hand on the dribble, drives it into a double team, crossover dribble, snaps off a three, bottoms! Woo! David Cackleby's the killer, crossover into the snapped off three, and Mineral Area College leads 11-10. That was nasty, I don't know how you defend that. Cackleby's three put Max on top, and at the free throw line, Drake misses the jumper, and Mineral Area College has the rebound. Cackleby's tippy toes across the timeline. Some measured steps here. Luke Strege wants to turn this into more of a 49-foot game than a 92-foot, 94-foot game. Rosas on the cut from the right high post to the left low. Uses the left hand on the reverse layup.
Yeah, how about a pass from Gabe O'Neill, too? It's a great pass. Now Cackleries with the steal.
Cackleries rips off Verge, strides down the floor, and lays it in.
How about David
Cackleries picking up where he left off last game. And a 15-10 lead for Mac. 14-25 remaining in the first half. We'll tell you more in 30 seconds on KREI.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Chad Speaker, Kevin Thurman courtside at Jason Gym, Lincoln University campus in Jefferson City. And a third member of our team tonight, Kennedy Lira, engineering and operating our game tonight. Appreciate her good work. 14-25 remaining on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. And Mac leads 15-10 here. It's Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Alonzo Verge running point for Moberly here. Goes to the left hand, drives to the middle. They give him that continuation. Oh,
yes,
mercy.
I'm surprised at that.
Alonzo Verge has 7 now. He's matched Cackleries. He took about a... It looked like a triple jump going through the middle of the lane. And
yeah,
they fouled him on the second one.
Yeah, well, they fouled him as he was coming through, and he took another step and then finished. And, yeah, they gave him the continuation.
Trying to look to see who they put that foul on as Verge hits the free throw. And it looks like that one went on Cackleries. So that's his first personal. Thank you to David Gaines here courtside helping us out. And down to the left corner, that's Strzala, plays to Wooten. Wooten diving out of bounds, saves it back into Pat. He's on the left wing. Now between the circles, it's Cackleries. Cackleries looks over to the right wing, Rosas. Rosas right back to him, top of the key. David squares for another three and missed it just off the back of the iron. Verge goes high for the rebound. Alonzo averaging 4.5 rebounds the game as well. Killer left-handed, one-handed crossover, and then another look pass to the right corner to Small. Small misses the triple, long rebound. Cackle, he's on the run. He's got a three-on-three. No look bounce pass, Rossis, and the ball just in and out of his hands. We're seeing a couple of masters at the point guard position going against each other tonight, Kevin.
Boy, we sure do. And again, I just feel really bad about that last foul on Cackleries because he's the one guy, I think, on the MAC team that you can't afford to get in foul trouble.
Probably irreplaceable. Yeah, I would agree with you. 13 and a half minutes remaining in the first half. And the Greyhounds have the basketball. Sharp plays it over to the right wing. And there is Verge again. What would you say, 28 feet there?
Yeah, another 28-footer right in front of us. I mean, we're right parallel with his volleyball line, and he just – there's no problem.
11 for Alonzo Verge, two triples, shoots 44% out there, and that percentage rising as the season gets to its conclusion. A turnover by Miller Moore after Cackleries had the ball stolen away from him. Good hustle by O'Neal to catch up with the pack. The biggest bot guy on the floor hustling hard. Left wing, there's Wooten. Wooten still looking for his first score. Steve does his best work when he's driving, but his three-point shot has sure been strong lately, and Verge picks him clean from behind. Alonzo striding down the court and lays it up. 13, Kevin, for Verge in the first 7 minutes.
Right, and now Mobley on an 8-0 run. It was just 15-10. Now it's 18-15 Mobley.
Verge is on a personal 80-point clip.
Yep.
Now Cackleries splits the double team, fires it over to Strizala. Pump fake on a three. Now he'll launch and knock the bottom out of it. Patrick Strizala tripping the trigger on a triple and an 18-18 score. Verge from 32 feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that one goes in, he kind of pushed that one. He was so far out. And that he airballed that one, which I don't think I've ever seen.
It was an Al Order shot put right there.
Yeah. He's just doing a little heat check, seeing how far he can shoot those.
Might as well, right?
Yep. I think about 30 feet is about his range.
He does have some range, and now he hears a turnover as Verge grabs it on the steal. He misses the layup, but he's fouled on the block by Wooten, who just hip-checked him inside of that restricted area.
Ooh.
It was a late call, but...
yeah, kind of a ticky-tack foul there, but then the Cardinals do not need.
That'll send Verge to the free-throw line.
Well, I tell you what, those Mobley Greyhounds are really playing the passing lanes. They've got lots of deflections in this game and caused several turnovers just from really jumping and playing in those passing lanes.
Alonzo Verge at the free throw line. He shoots 75% on the year. But, Kevin, the last loss for Mobley was a setback against Indian Hills 5 games ago. Verge was 14 for 14 from the foul line in that game.
Right. He's only scored, like, below, under his average, like, once in the last, like, about 10 games, it looks like.
And he averages 31 points almost. Here's a drive by Wooten now. Takes it all the way in. Couldn't get it to go. Gabe tried to tap it back outside, and he tapped it just a little bit long. 12:01 remaining in the first half of play. A two-point ball game. Mobley 20, Mineral Area College 18, and a timeout. We'll be back in a minute right here on Super Talk 800.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR Springs not too far away, and that's when Midwest Sports Center gets really fun.
Yes, it does, Mark. We've got a huge spring sale coming up on all side-by-sides. I've actually got a huge sale going on right now on all Can-Am Defenders. If you're looking for a side-by-side, give me a call, JR at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975.
Where are you located at?
124 Walker Drive.
That's in Farmington, Missouri. Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Time out brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Over on J98 right now, it's St. Genevieve and Central playing for a girls' district championship. It's the regular season champions, St. Genevieve. They went undefeated during the regular season in the MAAA against the tournament champs. Central wins the MAAA tournament and garnered the one seed, so they're playing for the girls' title tonight. And then Central in the boys' title game as well against a Farmington squad ranked fourth in the state. They've lost only twice on the year to Sykeston and also Cape Central. And Central leads St. Gen at the end of the first 11-10. A good one here, 20-18. over the first 8 minutes. Very competitive. We saw two point guards going at it. Cackleries and Alonzo Verge each had 7 points, and then Verge put the foot on the gas, and he's got 15 right now. 15 of his team's 20. So Verge has it at the top of the key. Mineral Area College runs and jumps at him on a 2-1-2 defense. Haven't seen much of this year. Air ball on the three that time by Markelo Sullivan. And Mack has the rebound up the floor. Strizala now double teamed in a zone trap. He works it over to Wooten. Wooten now plays to Cackleries. And Cackleries on that left wing step through a defender. He hits Wooten on the right wing for a wide open three. Steve steps in and knocks it down. First three for Steve. First made bucket for Steve. And Cackleries hit him right in the pocket, yeah, Kevin.
Great pass. Puts Mineroy up 21-20.
Mack leading it by a point. 11-17 remaining in the first half. And as the Greyhounds get it to the left corner, Sullivan stepped along the sideline and gives it back over to the Cardinals. Coach Tregi has really been meticulous, Kevin, over the last three or four games at managing minutes, not through substitutions, through timeouts.
Yes.
And he did that here just a few minutes ago.
Right.
11-13 remaining in the first half. Steve Wooten driving it to the right wing. Fires it back up to Cackleries at the head of the circle. David guarded by DeMarcus Sharp. He's out of Charleston. A bouncer to the left elbow. A back cut. Wooten and O'Neill threw the pass, and it was Miller Moore getting right in the way and deflecting it out of bounds. Cackleries coming off a 26-point performance, his career high this season for Mineral Area College. But he's a guy that's he's come up with 13, 14 assists on certain nights, giving Mac what they need out of that point guard position. David gets it off the pass here, spins a 360, backs out, goes to the left hand. 9 on the shot clock now, 10:53 on the game clock. David keeps it in the right hand, goes to Wooten. Wooten slashing down the left side of the lane. Ball comes loose. Say it went off of his leg as he kept that momentum on the drive. It was slapped away from him and then went off of him. Mack leads, though, by a point, 21-20, 10:45. Remaining here in the first half. Over to the left wing, that's Miller Moore with it. He plays it down to the left corner. Good ball movement, but Small misses the jumper, and Wooten has the backside rebound. Steve, wow, I was just going to say, yeah. I hope he got away with yeah. that, but he didn't. Steve looked to his left, looked to his right, and just took some steps.
Yep.
Well, Kevin, we're only hours away from March Madness, and we'd settle for a little bit of early March Madness here. You pointed out something during the break. You said they might not all be wearing Mineral Area College shirts. You said there are fans of other teams here that we might have some more fans on hand than
right.
we thought.
Yeah, we see all the Three Rivers fans across. We see all the West Plains. I bet we've got some fans in there hoping we beat Moberly because nobody has been able to crack Moberly. So I bet they're going to be Mineral Area fans in this game.
Here's a three-pointer that will not fall for Small. And there's Wooten once again just flying high over the very athletic Miller Moore to grab that rebound. Cackleries crossover dribble. Verge stays with him, almost steals it. Rossis grabs the loose ball. David calls for it back. They swing it to him at the head of the circle. What a battle between those two.
Boy, Verge is so quick. I mean, like I said, we talked about his scoring and his assists, but, man, his steals are just amazing too.
15th in the country in steals. Yeah. Here's Strizala turning the corner, getting downhill. Goes off the window, wouldn't get it, but O'Neill flies high and taps it in.
That was a great athletic move for O'Neill to jump up in the air, and as he was still in the air, he kind of took it with both hands and just kind of moved it over where it went in the bucket.
Big, rugged dude, Kevin, but he's got really soft hands as Verge drives, and on his follow-through, O'Neill instead of being completely straight, reached out for the yep. block, and on that follow-through, Verge wisely kind of pushed his hand forward, and that's where they met, and that's where they called the foul. Yeah. It was one of those, Kevin, that actually really didn't affect the play, but
right.
But with a good offensive player, you're going to get that call.
Right, and of course, he's also one of the tops in the country at free throw percentage, too, so here he is at the line.
He's got 16 so far in this game, and he's now 4-for-4 from the foul line. So he's got 16 of his team's 21.
And make it 17.
His team's 22.
And we're just barely halfway through the first half.
Mineral Area still leading it. On top, 23-22. Wooten fires to the left corner. Wide open three. Strizala! Yes, sir! Patrick Strizala with two threes in this one now has hit 14 of his last 23 three-pointers. He's shooting 66% out there over the last four games. The guy's been scorching hot. 9-13 remaining in the first half. And 26-22. Mineral Area College leading Moberly. who went undefeated regular season inside of Region 16. There's Todd Small going to work. Guy shoots 42% from three. He missed his last three, so numbers are going to catch up with you eventually, and he puts that one through. 26-25, Mack leads by a point. Calgary's down the left side of the lane, fires to Yahuza Rossis on the right wing. His three-pointer in and out. Small right there for the rebound, hands it off to Miller Moore. Miller Moore looks for a drive right of the lane. O'Neill does a nice job staying with him. Miller Moore spins a 360, though, as he heads inside. Bounces it off the iron once, twice, wouldn't go. Long rebound tapped out by Wooten. Oh. And Wooten just kind of bumped into Mike Hood, who then was in possession of the ball. And that one's going to go against Steve. That's his second personal. Mineral Area College has subbed no one yet.
I was going to say, at this point, I'd probably go ahead and get a sub, maybe. But he's not. I'll tell you what, he's got his five he likes to stick with, and he's sticking with him right now.
8.5 minutes remaining in the first half, and 26-25. It's Mineral Area College leading Moberly on the Parkland Health Pharmacy scoreboard. They put it into Small. Small out to the head of the circle for Hood. Hood looking for a drive on Strazala. Turns back around and finds Verge. Verge right between the two circles. Looking to drive on Cackleries. Cackleries does a great job chesting him up and taking the impact. Verge gets by him now. Drives inside. Kicks to the right wing. Small for three. Missed it. Rossis trying to untangle himself from Fabo Meunier. They're going to say it actually hit the standard.
The shot clock up there, yep.
I thought for a second they might catch Meunier for a foul because he really was holding Yahuza, but Mack ball either way. David Cackleries just threw a 60-foot pass over the top of a double team to Gabe O'Neill. Gabe had it in the right low block, and he just missed the turnaround jumper. But what a pinpoint pass for Cackleries. Now there's Verge, goes high-low on the no-look, and Small had it for an instant, but then couldn't hold on as he tried to look for one power dribble to square himself and lost it out of bounds. Mack has it back, and under eight to go. Kevin, Mineral Area College by a point. Coach Strege said time and time again, let's get to half. Okay, then we'll work from there. This is very similar to what we saw at Moberly when Mineral Area College was within a bucket or two with just a few minutes left in the first half, and then Moberly went on that run. That's what they do. So you try to withstand some of that. And a foul whistled right there against Thabo Meunier as he held on to Patrick Strazala. Marquilo Sullivan checking in. The same five on the floor for Mack that have been there all game. Rossis, O'Neill, Strazala, Cackleries, and Wooten. Strazala looking to put it in play. Fires it into Cackleries. Cackleries has it out between the circles. And with the right hand, back cut. And Wooten squares up now. Double teamed and fouled. The reach came from Verge right there. There was also a player between Wooten and the basket, but they're going to go with Vert. Oh, they went on Hood. Hood right there.
Put that one on Hood.
Verge is number one, and Hood is number 11.
Yeah, that's right.
So I was trying to see. There's a lob out to O'Neill off the inbound. O'Neill hands it off to Strazala, who hands it off to Cackleries. It's Harlem Globetrotters routine right there. David backs it out to half court. Luke Strege calls out the play. O'Neill sets the screen, nowhere to go. Fire it over to Strazala and out of the left corner. That's Cackleries just inside of the three-point arc. 18-footer in and out. Battle for the rebound. Who tied the last Small, and Mack will have it back.
Yeah, that's Rossis did a big part of that. He was battling for the rebound and made Small lose that one out of bounds.
Timeout, Mineral Area College. 7:20 remaining in the first half. Mack leads by a point over number one seed Moberly. 26-25. We're back in a minute right here on Super Talk 800.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
Any real estate transaction requires trust. You should consider this when choosing your agent.
Understanding the ins and outs of a real estate transaction can be tricky. It's important you find an agent you can trust that will assist you with all the necessary paperwork and act as a buffer in the negotiations. Hi, I'm Candace Glore with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. If you're looking to invest in today's market, look me up online. I'm ready to be your agent.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisor in the mineral area.
time now brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Well, if you break the game up in four-minute segments, sometimes coaches do that, and then Mac has won the first two segments, 26 to 25. Mineral Area College has the basketball as we return from that timeout. The officials, I don't know what they're talking about. They're talking about something.
I don't know, but Coach Draghi's upset because he had what he wanted on that play, and then they stopped the play.
Cackle Reese rubs off a screen, flies high to grab that one, and Verge fouled him. Verge kind of knifed in there to try to get it away. And then after the timeout, David nonchalantly throws in a 25-footer. Dave got poked in the eye there.
Yeah.
Holding his head a little bit.
Yeah, he just showed the ref he got poked in the eye.
He's been the walking wounded a little bit.
Yes.
Cackle Reese, tough dude. He's got it out between the circles. Left hand, fires to the left corner. That's Strazala, quickly double-teamed. Back out Dave, wide open three off to the right. Battle for the rebound, though, and O'Neal wins it. But then the ball is scrapped away from him. And right now the Greyhounds are just kind of reaching every time Matt gets the basketball. That one goes on Todd Small. Here comes a substitute, DeMarcus Sharp for Moberly. 7:03 remaining in the first half. Mack going to stretch it out from corner to corner. Cackle Reese is along the baseline, right of the lane. It's Rossus and O'Neal stationed block to block. You've got Wooten and Strazala over in the corners. The officials discussing a few things are pausing the action. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this down online at Coldwell Banker Holsey. com. Mack lobs it out to Rossus. Rossus uses the left hand, drives his man, elevates, and fouled. That one's on Small.
There's another one on Small. Yes, that's two on him now.
And that one came on the shot. So it'll be Rossus to the free throw line. Yahuza leads this team in so many categories. He leads the team in scoring, in rebounding. He leads the team in three-point percentage. Remember that one? He leads the team in field goal percentage. And he also leads the team in free throws attempted on the year. Gets to the free throw line more than anybody else on this team.
Well, he's been the most consistent throughout the year. Yeah. He started out this way, and he's been consistent throughout the year.
It's because he gives a consistent effort.
Yes, he does.
Yahuza back to the stripe, made the first, got the second, and Rossus with six. And Mineral Area College leads by three, 28 to 25. 6:55. Remaining in the first half. Here's a lob to the right wing. That's for Sharp. Sharp lobbing it back to the left wing to Miller Moore. And Mack running a 3-1, a 1-3-1 with Rossus at the top of this thing. Nobody gets it over to the left wing. Launched the three from Sullivan. Misses that one. Rebound by Hood. His 15-footer wouldn't go. Rossus has the rebound.
Oh,
and they're
going to
call a foul on O'Neal off the rebound attempt.
That'll be his second.
That's too bad. Everyone was racing the other way.
Yeah. So now you got Wooten and O'Neal with two, and still we've had no substitutions here for the Mack Cardinals.
Not a single one. Mack with the basketball, or beg your pardon, Moberly with the basketball here. And they lob it into Miller Moore on the right wing, uses the left hand, chisels his way inside, throws up a difficult hook shot, and got it to rattle home. So Sean Miller Moore now with points number three and four. 6:20 remaining in the first half. Mack by a point. Strazala for three from the left corner. Missed it. Long rebound. And it's finally taken by Sharp. Sharp up the floor. An underhanded scoop to the left corner. Hood misses the three. Rebound Sullivan. Sullivan deep in the paint. Surrounded that time by Cardinals. They kick it back outside. Work it over to the right corner. Three-pointer won't fall that time for Sharp. Battled in and out. And then along the right baseline, it bounces out. And Mineral Area College will have it back. 6:01. There's not, Kevin, a lot of great open court flow to this one. It's in fits and starts. And that advantage goes to Mineral Area College because Moberly just wants this thing to flow up and down. Over to the left wing, and this is Wooten. Wooten fires it back to the head of the circle, Cackle Reese. 5:45 remaining in the first half. To the right wing, Rossus. Rossus to Wooten. Over to the left wing. That's Strazala back down to the left corner. Cackle Reese back up top to Pat. Strazala pump fake on a three. Now lets it go. Bang, bang. Patrick Strazala pumps in his second three-pointer of the ballgame. And Mineral Area College leads it by four. 37 or 31 to 27. 5.5 remaining here in the first half. Greyhounds basketball top of the key. Miller Moore. Miller Moore pushes it over to the right wing. The Greyhounds outside of the arc now. And a long three by Hood. That won't go. He shot that one from way outside. Cackleby's has the long rebound and races it into the forecourt. Mineral area going to hold on to it a little bit and run their set. 5:05 remaining in the first half. And Mack leads by a four-point margin, 31-27. Down to the right corner, Wooten curls it with the left hand up to Cackleby's. A covered up 17-footer. Shot wouldn't fall. Sharp got a piece of it. He's running out on the outlet. Misses the layup. And Rosas races in for the rebound.
How about that for Rosas to hustle down the floor and get that rebound?
Now Wooten goes end to end, lays it up and in. Steve Wooten has 5 points. And Mineral Area College leads by six, 33-27. And Pat Smith calls a timeout. 4:39 remaining in the first half. Mack by six over the previously undefeated in Region 16, Liberty Greyhounds. We're back in a minute right here on Super Talk 800.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilstrom Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Time out brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. 4:39 remaining in the first half. Mack 33, Liberty 27.
How about that?
It's not bad, huh?
Not bad at all.
Coach Strege says if we can keep it close in the first half, I bet he'd take a 6-point lead.
I bet he would.
Alonzo Verge checking back in. Alonzo Verge was the majority of their offense before he came out. He's still the majority of their offense. He has 17 of their 27 points. Verge now from 30 feet. Thought about the three. Rosas closes out on him. Verge goes by, plays it over to the right corner, and that three-pointer is up and down by Marquilo Sullivan. This is a Greyhound team that averages 10.1 made three-pointers per game on the year. That's 17th in the country. The percentage is 37.1. A 33-30 lead for Matt. Gabe O'Neill, right elbow. Over to the right wing, Cackleries. Back to O'Neill. O'Neill looks for a drive down the right side of the lane. Rucker getting in front of him. And that's like two semis going against one another, and Rucker has his third.
And the ref had a choice there. He can get O'Neill for his third or Rucker, and he was probably right getting because there was some banging going on both ways there.
Raekwon Drake checks in for Rucker, and O'Neill goes back to the free throw line. I say goes back. He goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. 59.5% for Gabe O'Neill on the year. And rattled at home. There you go. Rattle, rattle off the window. Rattle, rattle in. 4:02 remaining in the first half. And Mack leads by four, 34-30. O'Neill back to the stripe. Got them both. Use every part of the rim. It's not a bad idea. Under four to go in the first half. Verge trying to create a little tempo. Flies down the floor, gets in the air, nowhere to go. Throws it backward to Miller Moore, who does grab it. Back over to Verge on the right wing. Mack running a 1-3-1. Rosas to the head of it. Skip pass, left corner. Three-pointer up by Sullivan. That won't go. Long rebound, tapped out. And the officials commiserate. Mack basketball. 3:45 remaining in the first half. 35-30. Mineral Area College by five. Talked to a couple of other coaches, Pat Smith and Chris Pope, before the ball game. West Plains coaches, they kind of said Mack might not be a team that you want to play right now, playing good basketball. And now a dive to the goal by Rosses, and another nifty pocket pass by Cackleries. Yeah, Rosses has eight, and Mineral Area College has its largest lead, 37-30.
What a great pass by Cackleries to get the lead Rosses just enough, and he caught it and was able to spin it in. Nice job.
Kevin, Mineral Area College has effectively made this a half-court game, and that's why they're winning right now. Verge in the left corner. Triple won't go. Battle for the rebound. Miller Moore wins it. Oh, Wooten got up to swat it.
I hope that's not a foul on Wooten. He's got to come out now. That's three fouls.
That's his third.
This will be the first sub for Mack. as Rafat's getting ready to check in.
At the 3:05 mark right. of the first half. So Rafat coming in and Wooten coming out. At the free throw line, Miller-Moore. Miller-Moore's first chance at a free throw in this one. A 78% foul shooter, but he misses the first. So Wooten will come over and set. You would think we would not see him back until the second half. Miller-Moore goes to the free throw line. The Mac has played this exactly how they wanted to in the first half. Miller-Moore back to the free throw line, strokes it. He's got five, and the lead is six for Mineral Area College, 37-31. In the backcourt, that's Cackle-Reese, floats it over to double team to Strazala, back to David. David through the legs now, looks at a double team, drives into it, loses it, gets it back, bounces to Rafat, right wing, right back to Cackle-Reese, out of half court. 2:50 remaining in the first half, Mac by six. Rosas comes up to grab it, right back to Cackle-Reese, head of the circle, picks the dribble up, left winger Yohuza, pump fake on a three, drives inside, double clutches, rises up, his shot is blocked by Sharp, and we're going the other way. It's Miller-Moore on the run, goes with the left hand and finishes over the top of Cackle-Reese. That's what the Greyhounds want. 37-33, Mac by four. This is Strazala now at the free throw line, covered up the basketball with Greyhounds all around, works it back out to Cackle-Reese. 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in the first half. Cackle-Reese with a left hand. He's double-teamed and throws it away. Miller-Moore steals it off the skip pass. Up the floor, this is Verge. Verge drives it in, gets to the middle, curls it up and off the window, misses the shot as he goes down on the hardwood. Cackle-Reese coming the other way now. He goes with a left hand. Now to Strazala. Patrick drives it, pushes it over to the right corner of Rafat. Pump fake on three, drives inside. Beautiful screen by O'Neal, and Rafat finishes on the double clutch. Curl up and in.
I don't know how he managed to get that ball up there. He jumped, and he was almost all the way down the floor, and as he's just about to touch the floor, he kind of scoops it up in the air and swishes it.
On his last stride, Kevin, as he was driving the baseline, he noticed that Gabe had cleared out the whole block for him, and he took that long stride, stayed in the air, double-clutched, and scooped it in. Rafat misses the free throw, but what a play by Tariq Rafat.
Right.
And a great job, not a literal assist, but a figurative assist for O'Neal on the screen. 1:42 and counting down here in the first half. And a drive left of the lane that goes in for Markelo Sullivan off the window. Mineral Area College up for a moment by six there at 39-33. And there's a whistle in the backcourt and a foul against the Greyhounds. That goes on DeMarcus Sharp. And two shots coming up for Cackle-Reese.
Now, the Cardinals don't put anyone on the line with them, and I kind of understand why at this point. You don't want any over-the-back trying to get rebounds here. And Cackle-Reese is a good free-throw shooter, so he'll pull the other four guys back to the other side of the court and leave Cackle-Reese up there to shoot on his own.
That's a good situational explanation.
Yep.
Of course, Coach does it a lot of the time anyway.
Yeah, he does.
But, yeah, you're right in this case. So Cackle-Reese goes to the free-throw line. David has 7 points. Well, he had seven really early, bundled him up, and hasn't scored since, so David back to the line now, an 80% foul shooter. He missed it. He's got another one coming. Don't hang your head. You're up by four.
Right.
39-35. Mac leading it in a minute. 32 remaining in the first half. Second free throw. Missed that. I missed them both.
Boy, I said he's a good free throw shooter. I guess I jinxed him.
Yeah. Now here's Verge driving the length of the floor. Goes right by Cackle-Reese. Plays it down to the left corner. And the three-pointer pumped in by Markelo Sullivan. And just like that, we've got a one-point game. Mac leading it by one, 39-38. Cackle-Reese drives to the middle, kicks to the right corner. Rosas is triple, Netherman Nylon! Yehuda Rosas with 11 points. A great answer by the freshman out of St. Mary's. A 33.3 by Verge. Nobody else touched the ball. But somehow his teammates get the rebound for him and kick it back out front to him. He drives with the right hand here. He finishes. He gets the bucket and the foul as Rosas picks up his second personal. Ooh. 19 for Verge. He's working on a 20-point first half.
Coach Draghi was upset with the call, and then the ref said his back foot was on the line. So yes. Coach Draghi said, all right.
That does take a lot of decision-making out of it for the refs. That is the good thing about that restricted area is they don't really have to – they don't have to pay attention to anything other than whether they're on the line or not.
Right.
That's the way the rule's written now. 53 seconds left in the first half. Mineral Area still by two after that three from Rosas.
Right.
But
And that was his second foul, too, also. So we got several players out there now with two.
Verge cuts the cords, and he's got a 20-point first half.
Whew.
42-41. Mineral Area College leading it. Mack basketball with 49 seconds left. Right wing, Rafat. Rafat works it back out to Kackelreese. Kackelreese calls out the play, throws to the left corner. That's Strazala, quickly double teamed to Rosses. High post, left side, spins, fires it over the right wing. Beautiful bounce pass up underneath to O'Neal by Rafat. And O'Neal turns and fires it in. Great minutes by Tariq Rafat.
Yeah, he played well.
44-41. Mineral Area College leading at 25 seconds remaining in the first half. Alonzo Verge with the basketball, backs it out. He's out near half court now. Verge wants to keep it in his hands. Virtually no difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Verge dribbles over to the left side, down to the left corner. Sullivan to tie, and he pumped it in. Marquilo Sullivan hits his third three of the first half. 3 seconds to go in the first half. Kackelreese now launches a three-pointer at the buzzer, and it's blocked by Sharp. Mineral Area College worked their backsides off and led for most of the first half, but they go in now tied at 44-44. Coming up next, we've got your Midwest Sports Center halftime show right here on AM 800 KREI.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35 horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Strazala back down to the left corner. Kackelreese back up top to Pat. Strazala pump fake on a three. Now lets it go. Bang, bang. Patrick Strazala pumps in his second three-pointer of the ballgame. And Mineral Area College leads it by 4, 31-27. 5.5 remaining here in the first half. Work by Kennedy Lira getting our highlight for us right there. One of the great plays of the first half for this Mineral Area College team. And Kevin, more than anything, Mack has done what they were unable to do in the first two meetings with Moberly. That is, they do not now have to climb out of a hole. They haven't created a deficit.
Right.
The first time out when these two played, the Greyhounds led by 8 at halftime. They led by 10 at one point in the first half. And then in the meeting at Moberly, it was a 15-point first-half deficit. So, yeah, okay, Mac leads for most of the first half, and they're tied now at the break. But it's still, on balance, very good news.
Oh, it's really good news. You've got one player with three fouls. That's only one player in foul trouble for Mac. So that's good news that you've only got one player with three fouls. And they're playing well. They're hitting some shots. They're shooting well from the three-point line. Mac is 6 of 14, shooting 43% from the three-point line. Now, Moberly has shot 22 threes in that first half, so they really shoot a lot of threes, but they only made one more than Mac on 7 less shots. So they were 7 of 22 at 31.8%.
You know, something that you were commenting, too, is we went to break and we were discussing the action. A lot of the buckets for Moberly have come in the left corner, and they've also gotten some looks from the right corner.
Yes.
But for Mineral Area College, you have to give up something.
Yes.
And so far, that is...
Well, and that's
I guess
what,
you could say it's worked out.
Yeah, so they've got Verge at the center of the court, the point guard, and so you've really got to help out. You just have to help out on him, which what they've been doing is reversing the ball over the top, leaving the backside baseline three-point shot open. And so they've got a lot of shots from that backside baseline three-point shot area.
The question now is that can you keep up? Right. Moberly scores almost 96 points a game. They're 10th in the country in that margin. 89.6 points for Mac on the year. I think for the most part, though, even though, I mean, 44 points and a half is still, that's a lot of points, but I think the tempo pretty much was controlled by Mac.
Yeah, they didn't get, Moberly really wants to pressure, and they really want to get this an up-and-down game. And Mac did a nice job of, one, is handling the press, which I knew they would, with David Kakaris is such a fantastic point guard, and the rest of the crew, too, Wooten and the rest of them, Rosas. But you know that when they've got the ball in offense, they've slowed it down. They've ran in their half-court offense and kind of set things up without, you know, sometimes when you get pressed, you hurry up, too, on the offensive end. And they haven't been caught in that to where they get pressed. Once they break it past half-court, they try to hurry and score because it's there. Nope, they slow it down. They run their play and do a good job with that.
I know he only played 3 minutes, Kevin, but when Steve Wooten picked up his third foul, you saw the first sub of the game, and Mineral Area College's sixth man, Tariq Rafat, came in and did a beautiful job. We saw a baseline drive from him, a little scoop and score, and then when the ball moved to him, I think it was two possessions later, he quickly got rid of it and threw one of the game's best passes on a bouncer underneath to Gabe O'Neill.
Yeah, he had one of the game's best shots, too, on that that shot he made when he was kind of underhand scooped it up there right as he was getting ready to come down.
So good contributions from Rafat in limited playing time in the first half. Let's go through the numbers. And you know, I mean, the stuff that Alonzo Verge, his numbers are just almost comical with this guy. He's got 20 points at halftime.
Yeah, it's amazing. He could have had more. He actually set out for a few minutes in that game. It's kind of back just about when Mac made their little run there to get ahead. Verge was out for a couple minutes, and they got him right back in the game.
Verge puts in 20. Sean Miller Moore had 7. Todd Small scored 6 on 2 3-pointers. Marquilo Sullivan hit 3 threes. He has 11 points. And those are the only 4 players to have scored for the Moberly Greyhounds. The Mineral Area College Cardinals get 11 from Yehuza Rosas. Gabe O'Neill scores 10. Steve Wooten had 5. David Cackleries with 7. He had 7 early points in this one. And then missed a pair of free throws as he had a chance to tack on late in the first half. Patrick Strazala hit a couple of threes. He's got 6. And then the aforementioned Tariq Rafat with a bucket, and he has 2. What do the turnovers and rebound numbers look like?
Well, that's what I was kind of looking at. One is I was wondering how many steals Moberly, because it seemed like they, you know, even though we talked about handling the press pretty well, they did get a few steals, and they had 6 steals, you know, in that first half compared to only 2 for Mineral. So those 6 steals led to 9 total turnovers for the Cardinals, which, you know, is kind of on par. It's a little more than what Luke would probably like to see. Moberly had 6. So, again, Mac with 9, Moberly with 6 on the turnover.
On average, Mac's opponents steal the ball from them 6.2 times per game. I mean, you're talking about a high-level opponent here. So that's over the course of the entire season and the entire schedule. So for Mineral Area College, Kevin, I suppose the keys in the second half, the same as the keys in the first half, patience, control the tempo, and you eliminate what you can in the paint, force them to the corners. I mean, that was a pretty good plan in the first half.
Yeah, and as they start, they missed a few of those corner shots, you know, to start the game, but they start hitting them there at the end. And, you know, if they really start hitting those corner shots, you're going to have to try to extend somebody out to put a hand in the face out there on those threes.
Second half coming up here in just a little bit. We've got a really good one over on J98 tonight. St. Genevieve and Central playing for a District 4 or a Class 4 District 2 title. That's in North County. And at the half, the regular season champs and the tournament champs were tied.
Yeah, 25-25 at half. That's a heck of a ball game going on over there.
You can listen to that on J98 if you'd like. And then coming up after that one, it'll be the boys' championship, Central and Farmington. And I don't care what either team had done all year long, it's always fun when those two get together. Here at the half, we're tied at 44. And Moberly, the top seed, undefeated during the regular season against Region 16 teams. And Mineral Area College, the 4 seed coming into this tournament, coming into the semifinals tonight and playing a good first 20 minutes. Coming up next, Kevin and I will peek ahead just a little bit at tomorrow's ball game, where the Mineral Area College women will be in action against, same team, Moberly. We'll do that after this 2-minute pause on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show right here on KREI Farmington.
Hi, it's Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating than having to spend hours and even days trying to get your prescriptions filled. That's why it's time to come see me in Maple Valley right next door to Dollar General. We can take care of you and your family's medications quickly and efficiently. We are a preferred provider for most insurance plans, and we will take care of you with excellence. Making you number one is what makes us number one at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
First 20 minutes gone, and we're even up on our Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Fourth seeded Mineral Area College, top seed Moberly, tied at 44. Mineral Area College had a 7-point lead at one point in that first half, led for much of it, but a couple of threes late by Moberly ties it at 44. Here at the break. Tomorrow night we'll have the Mineral Area College ladies in action. It's tournament play. It's scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip-off, so we'll see if that holds true. But if it is, we'll be on the air at 7:45 with your Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And for the Cardinals, Kevin, 21-7 on the year, 8-2 in Region 16 play. They're the number 2 seed. And really it's almost a flip-flop of what we see on the men's side, because the Cardinals come in as the favored team there. They play a Moberly team that they've defeated convincingly a couple of times. But Hannah Hayden in her first year, part of that Mineral Area College family, playing at MAC for a year. It seems like her team is playing a little bit better basketball coming in to this ball game. Now they've won 3 in a row here coming into this one, and maybe they're the team playing some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, I expect that to be a good game, and you're right. Hannah's done a great job of that program. First-year coach, a lot of almost entirely new team. It's taken them a little bit to gel, but they've been playing really well, and you got to hand it to them for doing that. And yes, MAC has handled them pretty easily, but Moberly is getting much better, and there's still a question. It looks like we've had a couple players out. It looks like Natalia Lalich probably will play. Still don't know about Mason McWilliams. She's still unknown right now whether she'll get to play or not.
Last I talked to Coach, Lalich was available in a limited role. Last I talked to Coach, qualifying again, Mason McWilliams was not going to be able to play, but, you know, we still have 25 hours, so.
Yeah, it was, and they were hoping that she'd get out of the boot a little sooner and would be able to. But she was still wearing a boot just a couple days ago. So, yeah, I would doubt she plays. And if she doesn't, that is a big loss for the Cardinals. And, yeah, so that'll hurt.
The boot was not a fashion statement either.
No, it wasn't.
Just to clarify. We're tied at 44 and your second half coming up after this timeout. Thanks for joining us for the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show right here on Super Talk 800.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR Springs not too far away, and that's when Midwest Sports Center gets really fun.
Yes, it does, Mark. We've got a huge spring sale coming up on all side-by-sides. I've actually got a huge sale going on right now on all Can-Am Defenders. If you're looking for a side-by-side, give me a call, JR at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975.
Where are you located at?
124 Walker Drive.
That's in Farmington, Missouri. Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center.
Thanks for joining us for the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Second half just ready to get underway. We're tied at 44. I like how the guys came back out, Kevin. They were all smiles coming back out.
Yeah, well, I would be too.
Yeah. So Moberly starts with the basketball. This is Alonzo Verge. Verge plays it over to the left wing. And that's for Sean Miller-Moore. Miller-Moore trying to attack on the backside. They look for the lob. Good job by Wooten from eliminating that possibility. So they work it back up to the top for Verge. Verge puts it in the left hand, swiped away by Kackleby's. Kackleby's on the run now, attacks one-on-one, and spins it with his right hand to the left side, off the rim and in. Kevin, that steal, a little bit reminiscent of one of the most incredible plays we've ever seen last game. Now, after the steal wasn't the same thing, but the way David just hopped out there and slapped that ball away.
Yeah, and the way he finished, too. He knew he was going to get it blocked if he went on the right side, so he went for the reverse layup. Nice job.
Sean Miller-Moore dumps in a three, and Moberly leads now, 47-46. Matt gets it deep to Rossis. Rossis has it blocked by Rucker, but then keeps fighting for the basketball and squirts it free out to Kackleries. A drive right baseline. Strazala. A lot of traffic there, and Sharp fouled him. Another just a great example that time of a hustle play by Huza Rossis. Now, a lot of what Huza does show up on the stat sheet. He leads the team in scoring. He leads the team in rebounding. But that was a possession that he saved to a teammate just by hustling. And at the free throw line is Strazala. And he rattled it in and out. Pat's first free throw of the night. An 87% marksman. He's got another shot upcoming. Moberly on top by a point. But Strazala eyes it, skies it, and he ties it. 7 points for Pat. And we're all knotted up at 47. 1 minute into the second half of play. Verge drives right of the lane. Just got it past the outstretched hand of O'Neal. It took something to get that by a big game, and he just did it. Now here's Kackleries, looks at a double team, dribbles to the right, skip pass over the top, left corner, Strazala, back out to Wooten. Wooten looking for a drive, works it back out to Pat. Pat gets around the defender, throws one up from three. That one's short, rebound ripped down by Small. Up the floor, Verge. Verge bounces it backwards to Small, and Small clanks that one off the side of the iron and out of bounds. Steve Wooten had 5 in the first half. By no means is that poor production, Kevin. But against Moberly in a game like this, I think Mac's going to need some stuff from Wooten in the second half.
Yeah, and I look for him. You know, the one they're doing a good job covering him. He a lot of times gets a few open looks at threes, and he's been really covered.
And he was in foul trouble as well in that first half. Sat the final 3 minutes after picking up his third personal. 49-47, Moberly leads. Strazala, head of the circle, now to the right wing. This is Kackleries with it. Kackleries with a left hand, back to the right, back to the left, over to Strazala. Strazala looks for a drive, picked clean by Verge. Verge's fourth steal of the game. Fakes behind the back and lays it in with the right hand. The okey-doke from Verge gets him two more points. He's up to 24, and Moberly leads by four, 51-47. And Luke Strege, ever wary of that Moberly run, in my opinion, calls a wise timeout right here.
Yeah, I mean, Max been in more or less control of this game all the first half. It kind of got tied at the end. Now Moberly's up four, 51-47, with 17:49 to go. So he thought, you know what, let's not let this go any longer. Let's slow this back down and get another fresh start here.
If recollection is correct, really only twice in the first half did Moberly get out and run and really just shoot with nobody between them and the basket and go for easy layups. Mac, they didn't eliminate it in the first half, but, boy, they really controlled it. 17:49 remaining here in this second half of play as Moberly leads by four. Keep it right here during this timeout. Brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hill. So not only do you get the timeout, you try to snap that little string by Moberly. They only lead by four, but it's the type of team that four becomes eight, becomes 12, becomes 16.
No, it's a smart timeout. Let's get this fresh. The Verge was really feeling good after that last shot there, as he's now got 24 points. And let's put the kibosh on that and get a little fresh start here.
Going to play for Danny Hurley next year.
Yep, that's right.
Bobby Hurley. I beg your pardon.
Over at
Arizona State. So Moberly leads by four, 51-47. They're going to go full court pressure right here. Wooten to put it in play, finds Rosas back over to Strazala on the far side of the floor. Mack pushing it from our left to our right here in the second half. Cackleries gets it across the timeline to Rosas. He's on the right wing. 17.5 remaining, second half. Just a four-point lead for Moberly. This is Cackleries over to the right wing. Gets it right back from Rosas, head of the circle. Scoops it back to Yehuza. Yehuza drops it, lobs it down to O'Neal. O'Neal extended outside of the block, and as he's trying to force his way inside, it was a WWE wrestling match that broke out, and nobody called a thing. Head of the circle, this is Miller-Moore. Triple, got it to go down. Sean Miller-Moore has two second-half threes. He's got 13, and the lead all of a sudden now is at 7, 54-47. And the Moberly fans coming to life as well. O'Neal rises up to try to jam it in. They call the foul on Verge this time.
Wow.
I thought, if anything, that was clean. And last time, O'Neal got mugged.
But I totally agree with you. And you're right. I would say 80% of the fans in here are Moberly fans right now. And they were quiet that first half. But, man, they're coming alive here this second half.
O'Neal hits the free throw. He's got 11 points. Gabe had his season's average at halftime with 10. We're 3 minutes gone in the second half, 54-48. And Coach Strege still trying to get his point across about O'Neal being hammered last time down the floor. But Gabe hits them both. And 54-49. 17 minutes remaining in the second half. Verge scoops it back to Miller-Moore. Miller-Moore on the right wing, back to Verge, out of the circle. Verge drives it now. Pass Cackleries, fires it back over to the right wing. Miller-Moore slashes in. Rosas goes straight up and blocks it back into him. And then Yehuza takes it to Wooten, up the floor, Cackleries. Cackleries attacks the right baseline, back to the left hand. He'll work it back out to the head of the circle. What a tremendous defensive effort that time by Yehuza. Rosas. Rosas blocking 24 shots coming in. That's number 25. Over to the right wing. Cackleries entering it to Yehuza. Yehuza pump fake, rises up. Miller-Moore blocks his shot. 21st block of the year for him. That's tremendous anticipation by Miller-Moore. And now it's Verge going right past Cackleries for the buckets. He's got 26. And a lead once again is 7 for Moberly, 56-49. Wooten lost it. Moberly's on the run. And here's Miller-Moore rising up. Cackleries caught the ball on the way up. Miller-Moore still elevated through him. Double clutched and jammed it down. Moberly by 9. 58-49. 15-59 remaining in the second half. We're back in a minute on KREI.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
Kevin, we're holding our breath, Is the run going to come? When's the run going to come? 11-2.
Right.
Now it's Mac's turn.
Right.
58-49. Liberty leads by 9, tied at 47. Liberty goes on an 11-2 push. Timeout by Coach Strege, brought to you by Patsy's Furniture, and the full court pressure by the Hounds. We're going to dribble it across the timeline. This is to Strezala. Strezala, they say tied up. And the alternate possession keeps it with Mineral Area. I think Kevin.
No, he held up a 3-2.
Oh,
is he calling?
So
it
one guy called a tie up, and the other guy called the foul. Then.
So what is it? They don't put the foul on the board.
They didn't put the foul on the board, and they changed the arrow. So no foul there.
Yeah.
Okay. No foul there. I was just thinking, Kevin, for the first time all night, I think our guys maybe look a little bit tired.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And now here's a lob intended for Cackleries, but the pass was lazy, and it's flapped away by Miller Moore to Verge. Verge pitches it back outside. That's for Small. His three-pointer won't go. Strezala grabs the rebound. And a bouncer. Oh, a nice look that time to O'Neal, but then it was taken back away by Rucker, who then threw it back into O'Neal and then bounced out of bounds. It'll be Greyhounds basketball.
I understand they're trying to get that pace going again, and I think Mac probably should have pulled it back there. I think they don't want to fall into that game.
58-49. It's a 9-point advantage for the Mobility Greyhounds there in the midst of an 11-2 run. We were tied at 47. 15-20 remaining in our second half of play. O'Neal comes out to guard the three-pointer by Verge. And now there's a foul underneath as Strezala went high for the rebound. Rucker was laying on the floor right beneath him. And the foul is
Rossis.
Going to be whistled on Rossis there.
Oh, my.
Rucker was the one that hit it. Looked like a whole bunch of dominoes there, but my takeaway from the whole thing is I'm happy Pat wasn't hurt right there.
Yeah, I am too. I really thought that foul was going to be on Rucker, but instead that's the third on now on Rossis.
So three apiece on Rossis and Wooten. There's a lob intended for Miller Moore. He doesn't hit the shot off the lob, but he grabs it off the rebound and puts it back in. So 60-49 now. Mobility leads, and they're in the midst of a 13-2 push. The double team on Wooten. He throws it over to Strezala, who's guarded tightly and fouled by Rucker. That's his fourth personal. 15 minutes.
I feel that should be his fifth because I think the last foul was on Rucker, but okay. We'll make up for it and give him that one.
15 minutes remaining in the second half and 60-49. Did Luke Strege just get some help from the trainer? I think he did. Here's a three-pointer by Cackleries. Left wing just won't go. I think Coach hurt his hand during that timeout. Oh, a no-look bullet from Verge down underneath. And then off the window goes Raekwon Drake. Beautiful pass from Verge. And 62-49. It's a 15-2 run by the Greyhounds. Wooten now throws it to the right corner. That's Rossis for three, short. O'Neal with a tremendous effort, diving to keep the basketball alive. And then Wooten diving into the chairs on the sideline to keep it alive. But the Greyhounds take the loose ball. And they push it down to the left corner. And a three-pointer's in by DeMarcus Sharp. And the Mobility Greyhounds are in the midst of an 18-2 run to blow this game open. 65-49. And it's all Greyhounds here in the second half. A turnover by Wooten. Ball intercepted by Sharp. And now this is Verge in the open floor. Throws it high. And Miller Moore jumps high in the sky and slams it down.
Well, it's a couple things. One is Mac is looking tired now. And two, you know, they were really on the press. They were slowing it down. And now they're feeding into what Mobley wants you to do is they're going fast pace back and forth, and they're turning the ball over.
Rossis right of the lane, a 20-2 run by the Greyhounds, punctuated by the alley-oop jam to Miller Moore right there. Bounce to the left elbow. That's for O'Neal. Back to the right wing. Cackleries enters it underneath Rossis. Rossis elevates. Shot blocked by Verge, but while he's still in the air, Yehuza takes it from the right side to the left side, tried to bank it in and missed it, then tapped it out, and Liberty has it back. 67-49. And this is the way the Greyhounds play. It can get out of control in a hurry. We were tied at 47. Here's Miller Moore over to the left wing, Verge. Verge driving the baseline, scoops it up, missed it. Strazala has the rebound. Cackleby's looking for the pass on the run. And now Strazala has it on the right wing, taking it down the right side of the lane. Can't make it in. Tap try from O'Neal. No. Tap try O'Neal. No. But he's got a third try, and he's fouled on that chance. And he'll go to the free throw line. The Cardinals led this thing 37-30. That was their largest lead, a seven-point advantage. But since that time, it has been a 37-12 push by the Greyhounds. O'Neal hits the first. He's got 13 points. Gabe kind of quietly has had a pretty nice game, leading the Cardinals in scoring with 13 on your Bloomsdale Bank stat sheets. O'Neal back to the stripe and misses that one. So 67-50. And 12-50. Remaining in regulation. Right wing, this is Sharp. Lobs it over to Miller Moore. Now down to the left corner. They work it to Small. Small on the left wing. Drives to the left baseline. Launches a 17-footer. Missed it. Wooten has the rebound. Steve hustling it up the floor. Now to Strazala on the left wing. They work it back to the left side of the lane. Strazala drives and scoops it up with the left hand. Pretty play by Pats. And Strazala now with 9 points. 67-52. 12-15. Remaining here in the second half. Right corner three for Sullivan. Popped it in.
Yeah, they're getting hot now this second half. Their shooting percentage, you know, in the first half was only at 41%, but it's, so far it's a lot higher in the second half.
Yeah, they're making those threes that they missed in the first half. Here's a three-bound from Strazala. He misses that one. Rebound down to the Greyhounds, and Miller Moore is on the run again. Pushes it to Small. Small to the left corner. Triple in the air. Yep.
Yes, sir.
The floodgates have opened.
Yep, they have.
Todd Small pops in the three, and it's now 73-52, a 21-point lead for the Greyhounds. And it seems at this point the Cardinals powerless to stop this flood. Cackleby's a bouncer to O'Neal. O'Neal works it over to Rosas. Now to the left wing, they play it back to Cackleby. And Cackleby's waiting for the screen from O'Neal. Fires it to the left corner. That's Rosas driving now. Rosas, skip pass, right wing three. Wooten in the air, missed it. And the rebound down to the Greyhounds. Todd Small pushing it up the floor. Wooten guarding him there. Todd Small throws it, and Cackleby's rips it off. It's a two-on-one. David, back in a pass to Wooten, who jams it in. Steve Wooten with points number 6 and 7. And another terrific defensive play by David Cackleby's. And ends up with an assist from him on the other end. 11 minutes remaining in regulation. 73-54. Mobity leading Mineral Area. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
...73-54, Mobility leading Mineral Area College by 19 points here, Kevin. This is what we talked about at halftime, that you managed to not to withstand any type of run. But then that came over the first half here, this second half.
Well, this team is not undefeated in the region for nothing. No. This is a really, really good team. They're really deep as well.
And there was no panic,
right,
you know, in this team. Here's a three-pointer that's missed by Sullivan, airballed it over the top. Wooten grabs the rebound on the backside. Steve now driving down the middle of the lane. Misses the shot. Battle for the rebound. Wooten gets it back. Tries to finish with a left hand. No. Ross's right side rebound. Spins. Fires. Got it to go. And he's fouled. The whistle going on to Marcus Sharp. That's his third. Yahuza has his first second half bucket, and he's got 13. Continuing to play. 10:31 remaining in the second half. 73-56. And Rosas to the free throw line. Yehuza shooting 63% on the year from the free throw line. And Ross is trying to complete the three-point play here, does so. He's got 14, 73-57. So Cardinals have chiseled 5 points out of that 21-point margin. Alonzo Verge with 26 points, six in the second half. An incredible first half for him with 20. Verge, a left-handed bouncer to Miller Moore on the left wing. Nobody's going to guard him. Miller Moore says, no problem. We'll pop in the three, and he does so.
Well, you talk about Verge's 26, and now Miller Moore now with 22. So, I mean, they've got more than one guy that can lead this team.
And now over on that left wing is Strazala. Strazala back out front for Cackleries. David goes to Pat. They lob it to Cackleries, who leaps high in the air and finishes the play off the window. Cackleries with points number 10 and 11. Over on that right wing is Todd Small. Plays it over to Verge. Verge is out there and now watched by Strazala. Works it to Small, back to Verge. Verge 34 feet away from the basket. Puts it on the ground, drives it, uses the offhand to push off. No call, fires it over the left corner. And there's another three for the Greyhounds. This time it won't fall for Miller Moore. And Rosas controls the rebounds. 9 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in regulation, and 76-59, the Greyhounds lead it. Cackleries bounces it to Wooten. Wooten outside of the arc on the right side, backs it out with the left hand, nearing half court, drives it now, goes strong to the hole. His shot is swatted by Sharp, but Sharp caught him with a whole lot of body on the way in, and that'll put Steve to the free throw line. Wooten with 7 points in the ball game, averages 14.7 on the year. This will be the first chance for Wooten at the free throw line tonight. And he hits the first one. 8 points for Steve Wooten. Cardinals 23-8 on the year. Another nice record for this Mineral Area College team. Wooten misses the second. And the lead is 16 for the Greyhounds at 76-60. 8:55 remaining in the second half. Alonzo Verge drives down the middle of the lane. Oh, mercy. He cradles the hand up, down, scooping around, and banks it in on the drive.
Yeah, he's tough. If you give him an inch on that, he's going to take it, and he's going to take it right to the hoop and scoop it in for the score.
28 for Verge. And that becomes the third foul on Gabe O'Neill. At the free throw line. A little pause brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They moved this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Verge averaging 30.6 points per game, and he's got 29 tonight. Rosas double-teamed, fights his way through, and fouled. Foul goes on Verge. That's number three on him. Well, Alonzo Verge is averaging 30.6 points per game. Was averaging 35 against Mineral Area. 29 tonight. And Rosas hits the first free throw. He's got 15. 8:43 remaining in the second half. 79-61. Moberly leads. Rosas hits them both. He's got 16. Verge brings it across the timeline here. Verge with the left hand now. He's over on that left wing. And throws a no-look bullet down underneath. The jam, though, is missed by Drake. And Moberly has Mineral Area College has the rebound. Strazala goes through the legs, looking for a drive, guarded tightly by Small, who tapped it away. Pat resets as he gets the basketball back, and then as he tries to throw the pocket pass, it's kicked out of bounds by the Greyhounds. And we've got 8:20 remaining in the second half. 79-62. Greyhounds lead it by 17. We were tied at 44 at halftime. Strazala right in front of his own bench fires it into Cackleries. Cackleries will dribble it back out between the circles. He's dribbling with the left hand, goes through the legs back to the right. A bounce pass underneath. O'Neill goes up! Oh, mercy! He almost removed the basket on that jam. O'Neill comes with the lefty meat hook and hammers it down. 15 points for Gabe O'Neill. Was that called an angry dunk?
That was an impressive dunk. I didn't think he was going to be able to dunk it. I thought he was too far away when he took off, but he did.
Small misses the three. Outlet pass. Wooten's on the run, and he curls it up and in. Steve Wooten has 10. And the margin's down to 13. Liberty led by 21 for a moment. Mac keeps coming. 7:43 remaining in the second half. A break on the floor. We'll take it with him. And we're back after this right here on SuperTalk 800 KREI.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank. And our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Buss, agent 573-431-4893 or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Kevin, Mineral Area College trailed by 21 at one point in this game. And well, they've pushed back a little bit here. A 14-6 push by Mack, and it's not done yet.
No, you got to hand it to them. They're not giving up. They're fighting back, and as they've done all year long.
You know, you got to beat the champs to be the champs. And for this area in girls basketball, Central has been the champs. St. Jen not able to knock them out tonight. Central wins the district again.
Yeah, I thought this might be St. Jen's chance. But, you know, St. Jen's got a young team, boy. Look for them to be really good next year.
48-41. Congratulations to the Central Lady Rebels. They win Class 4 District 2 by upending St. Genevieve. Alonzo Verge with the basketball. He's got it on a string. Spins a 360. Bounces over a guy. Throws it over to the right corner. Sullivan for three. Won't go. With a rebound down to Small, and he's fouled by Wooten. Number 4 on Steve.
Tell you what, that's an impressive rebounding there for Moberly.
Ooh, they went that one on O'Neill, Kevin. Sorry to
That's right.
Yeah,
Miller, Moore, and Rucker both in there fighting for that rebound to get that rebound. And so that's is that fourth?
Yeah.
So that's a fourth on O'Neill, yeah. So you got 4 on O'Neill, 3 on Rosses, and 3 on Wooten.
Small hits the free throw. You know, Miller Moore is 6'5", but he leads the team in rebound. I mean, the kid, he's such an athlete. He plays like he's 6'8".
Yeah. You know, they've got Verge, so obviously you've got to love Verge, but this is probably my second best player in the region, I think, right here. So I've got the top 2 players, I think, in the region on the same team.
Tremendous athlete. 81-66, 15-point advantage for the Greyhounds. Mack with the basketball, 7:14 remaining here in the second half. Wooten spins it over to Strazala to the left corner. Cackleby's launches for 3, misses it, and the backside rebound taken by Small. We're at the 7-minute mark here in the second half. Cackleby's gambled for the steal on Verge. Verge goes by him and lays it up. A little dipsy-do. Here I am, yep. Now I'm not.
And he's at his season average at 31.
31. I have no idea what that feels like to have an average game and score 31. Here's Cackleby's out front. 83-66. Greyhounds lead it. Strazala on the left wing. Wobbit to Cackleries. Grabs it and finishes again. He was hit hard, though. As he came down, they dumped him on his tailbone. And he came down hard. A lot of contact as he caught it and finished it. And that... not so much, Kevin, that it affected his shot that much. But in the interest of protecting a player that's in the air, they got to call that a foul.
Yeah.
But they don't. And Cackleries now limping his way back to the half-court stripe.
And again, besides Rafat playing the, that first couple minutes of the game, we haven't had a sub. Well, here we will have a sub. So Rafat's coming back in.
So Rafat checks in, and Cackleries going to see if he can feel a little bit better here.
Boy, Pat Smith's kind of upset that they've given that backside lob to Cackleries about 3 or 4 times, and he was really letting his players have it for giving that bucket up.
You don't think he was a fan of that? Here's Birch for 3. Misses that one from 28 feet. Rebound comes back to him. He's got it over on that right wing. He backs it out now with 6 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second half. Verge to the right corner. Sullivan's triple short, and Rosses has the rebound. Rosses throws it over to Strazala, and Strazala kind of going to run a default point guard here. Strazala coming over the top of the screen from Rosses, fires it to Wooten. Wooten, a little jab step, drives it in, takes it all the way down the middle of the paint, can't finish. Battle for the rebound, though, and that's claimed by Small of Moberly. Up the floor to Miller Moore, just across the timeline. 5:48 remaining here in the second half. Alonzo Verge is outside of the arc, and he's driving it now right of the lane all the way through. O'Neal erases that shot, and Wooten saves it from going out of bounds. But as he does so, he stepped on the baseline. Nope. But I guess that the Hounds touched it when they were on the baseline.
Yeah, he was trying to throw it back in, and it was touched by the Hounds as he was standing out of bounds. So, yep.
Well, Cackery's got dinged up, and he's right back in the ball game. He sat on my notebook. I think it was the medicinal power of my notebook.
Yeah.
83-68. Here's Strazala. Bounces it underneath. This is O'Neal. What a move by O'Neal. Yeah, that's about as fast as Gabe can get from here to there.
Yeah, he went from one side of the rim to the other, and he had to reverse it. Otherwise, his shot was probably going to be blocked. That was a good move.
17 points for O'Neal. Yeah, I think Gabe's looking good right now as one of our great candidates for our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game. Beautiful pass by Verge underneath and a little bounce from Miller Moore, and he jams it down. He's got 20.
Right. Yeah, O'Neal is playing well. We don't see a lot of players return on this team next year, but we totally expect O'Neal to be back next year, and that'll be a good building block for next year.
Cornerstone, huh?
Yep.
Here's Strazala. Drives it, throws it to the right corner. Cackleries picks it out of the dirt right there, launches the three. Can't get it. Rebound down to Small. He's on the run. Small driving it left of the lane. Scoops it over right side. Miller Moore got up and peeled some paint on that jam.
Wow, he was way in the air. Woo! That was an impressive dunk right there.
Miller Moore flying high and slamming hard. And 87-70, a 17-point lead for Moberly. 4:32 remaining in the second half. We're back in 30 seconds on Super Talk 800.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Time out brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. A couple of players over 20 from Moberly. Alonzo Verge at 31, the country's leading scorer. He averages 30.6 on the year, and then Sean Miller Moore. He's putting on a jam fest here in the second half. Guy is a flyer out of Toronto. 4.5 minutes remaining in the second half, at 87-70. We were tied at 44. At halftime, so 43 points in the second half so far for the Greyhounds. Cackleries has it head of the circle, a bouncer to the left elbow. That's O'Neal. O'Neal looking to the right side, and there's Wooten for a three. He missed everything long, and the ball sails out of bounds and back to the Greyhounds. Coach Strege wants to pull it on a full court press right here with 4:10 remaining. Verge looks at that and licks his chops and heads across the timeline. Cardinals back it up, 2-3 zone, and a no-look pass again to Miller Moore, who pumps it off the window. This Verge kid has eyes all around. 89-70, a 19-point lead for the Greyhounds. Left wing, Strazala thought about the triple, turned it down, now guarded tightly, lost the dribble, Verge has it. Verge driving it one-on-one, has a guy to his left, puts his shoulder into Cackleries. Can't score it, but he's going to the free throw line. Just the second one on David. Here's Verge now with 31. Verge shoots 75% from the free throw line. And this one is missed. Alonzo Verge looking for point number 32 right here. And he dips it, flips it, and he hits it. He's got 32. And 90-70. Moberly leading it. It looked like the number one seed here in the second half. The lob to O'Neal. Good pass by Cackleries. Gabe gets it underneath against the double team. He got caught underneath the basket. Rucker digs out the rebound. Verge goes through his legs, and Miller Moore does a little showtime. Flying high and hammering it down. Woo! Fun basketball, man.
Well, on the scoreboard now, I know we disagreed a little bit on the scoring, but they've got him with 30 and Verge with 32. Has two players over 30 points.
Holy smokes. Now here's O'Neal. He fires it out front for Wooten. Down to the left corner, Rossus. 3 minutes remaining. Rossus three won't go. Nice job by Wooten, though, to sky high for the rebound. And it'll be Steve going to the free throw line here. Steve Wooten with 10 points in tonight's ball game. Wooten goes to the right hand, missed it. Missed the front end of the 1-on-1. So Steve, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line today. Verge goes 1 on 5 and banks it in. That's 34 for Verge. 2:42 remaining in the second half. And 94-70. It was just a spectacular fight by the Cardinals in the first half. And Kevin, sometimes there's not enough in the tank, man. Especially against a team like Moberly.
No, you got to hand. I mean, especially to come out the first half the way the Mac did. You got to hand it to them. I mean, they really played well. And again, they've only played with 5 players really this whole game. And that's tough to play when you play a team like Moberly.
So Yahusa's at the free throw line. That's the first. Verge checks out. Miller Moore checks out. To some very well-earned applause as they both top 30 points tonight. 34 for Verge, 30 for Miller Moore. And Yahusa misses the second one. Rosas with 17. And there's a left corner three. Pump it in. Mike Hood. Everything over the Greyhounds in the second half. 97-71. They average just under 96 points a game. They're going to hit the century mark tonight. Here's Cacoriza, bouncer to O'Neal, and a back cut to Strazala. A nice pass by Gabe right there. And then Patrick is fouled down to the ground on his way to the rim. Whistle goes on Isaiah Ford. He just got into the ballgame for the first time moments ago. So Strazala to the free throw line, hits the first. Nice sophomore season for Pat, averaging 11 points per game, an 87% foul shooter. Raheem Sullivan checks in for the Greyhounds, along with Thabo Meunier. Pat Smith emptying the bench, looking forward to the championship game coming up on Saturday. Strazala hits the free throw. He's got 11, so right at his season's average. Isaiah Ford out there, as we said. Running the point, Raheem Sullivan, another Toronto product, a freshman there. They lob it over to the right wing to Alex Smith, freshman from Columbia, Missouri, 6'1". Now to the left wing, and the jumper up and out for Hood. Rebound taken down by Ford. Ford drives to the middle, though, and curls it in with the right hand. Isaiah, sophomore from St. Louis, averaging a couple of points a game for the Greyhounds. And a minute and a half to go. Saw 23 victories out of this team this year. And 3 exciting wins coming into the semifinal here tonight. Good pocket pass to O'Neal, but he can't hold on to it. It's ripped off by Hood. He heads the other way, fakes the pass, lays it in with a left hand. He's got 5. Cacoriza comes up the floor, goes 1-on-1, banks it in, and he'll go to the free throw line after being fouled there by Thabo Meunier. Cacoriza has 15 tonight. Played through a sore ankle and a little bruise on the tailbone as well. 109 remaining in our contest, 101-75. Greyhounds have really made it a routine out of scoring more than 100 points this year. Cacoriza gets point number 16. Greyhounds concluded the regular season with a 108-79 victory over West Plains. They scored 114 earlier this year. There's a left corner three. That one goes down for Hood. That's the type of second half it's been. 104-76. And we're under a minute to play. Here's Cacoriza over on that left wing. A bouncer to Gabe O'Neal. Gabe has it on the left elbow to the right corner. Rosas, triple, missed it long. And a long rebound taken by Isaiah Ford. Ford glides his way up the floor. 38 seconds remaining in our ball game. And there's a curl pass underneath for Hood. They'll send it back outside. Three-pointer won't go, but the backside rebound taken down by Meunier. Cacoriza steals it. David drives it into the forecourt now. And a little reverse layup by Cacoriza to pop it through for points number 17 and 18. 25 seconds remaining in our ball game, and 104-78. That'll be our final score as Moberly will dribble out this clock, and they will earn their 25th victory of the season versus six losses. The Mineral Area College Cardinals will finish the year at 23-9. So a good run into the Region 16 semifinals with that, well, back-to-back wins over State Fair, including the one to open Region 16 tournament play. And a terrific first half, Kevin Thurman, but just not enough to finish.
Yeah, outstanding first half, and you're right, just kind of ran out of gas. This is a great team, and you come into this, you're thinking Moberly was really going to win. At halftime, you think, boy, we got a shot, but Moberly was just too big, too deep, and too good.
60 second half points for the Greyhounds. Coming up next is your Home Pools and Spas postgame show, and we'll do that right after this.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35 horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Dacolese calls out the play, throws to the left corner. That's Strazala, quickly double-teamed to Rosses. High post, left side, spins, fires it over the right wing. Beautiful bounce pass up underneath to O'Neal by Rafat. And O'Neal turns and fires it in. Great minutes by Tariq Rafat.
Yeah, he played well.
44-41. Mineral Area College leading at 25 seconds remaining in the first half. Hey, that was a nice first half play. Gilster Mary Lee, play of the game. Howering Class A CDL drivers, graduates, benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. We've got some pretty good candidates for our player of the game. Who'd you like tonight, Kevin?
I think Gabe O'Neal.
Gabe did tonight. Yeah. Cackleby's actually ended up leading him in scoring, but, you know, he got some buckets late when it was kind of winding down. But Gabe goes for 17 points tonight. And how many rebounds did he have?
Well, they had him for four.
Okay.
They got Rosses for 12 on the rebounds, but had him for four and one assist and a block shot.
Okay. All right, we'll go with Gabe O'Neal as our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Gabe scores 17 tonight. Rosses also with 17, 18 for Cackery. Steve Wooten scored 10, and Patrick Strazala with 11. So those five end up in double figures again. Tariq Rafat with a pair in the first half. Moberly Greyhounds get 34 by Alonzo Virgin, Sean Miller-Moore. With 28, you said it kind of in the middle of the second half. You thought those were the two best players in Region 16, and they looked like it tonight, Kevin.
Yeah, they sure did.
You get 11 from Todd Small. Marquilo Sullivan scores 14. DeMarcus Sharp had three. Raquan Drake with a pair. Isaiah Ford with two. And Mike Hood had eight. Let's go ahead and take a look at that Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet now. And it's brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. The second half numbers a little different than the first.
Yeah, they are. And Mobley really shot the ball very well. And one of the things I was really looking at is the three-point points. So Mobley scored 45 of their points were from the three-point range, 18 for Max. Well, that's a huge disparity. Yeah. So Mobley ended up shooting 15 of 39 on the threes. Minerai shoots 6 of 23. So, boy, they really shot the ball well. Another thing, turnovers. Mobley only had 8 turnovers. Mack was 17.
Yep.
And on that, Mobley had 13 steals as well.
Let's talk to the coach about it. We'll talk to coach not only about the game tonight, but the season and a good, strong finish to the year with those three wins coming in to get to the semifinals here and really a first half that he orchestrated in terms of controlling the tempo when we went inside at 44. But, coach, you've mentioned it several times over the last few games. If there was a soundtrack to the end of this year, it was Jackson Brown's running on empty man. And I mean, at some point, you were going to hit a wall. And you know, the run came from Mobley and just too much to overcome, I guess.
We just had nothing left. And they gave everything they had to get to halftime. And you saw it at the end of the first half, even, where we hit a wall. And they were like, they were just gasping because there was nothing left. But we were able to just get to half, you know, in a 44. And the game was slow. And we could execute. And then in the second half, you just saw them turn it up, and it became very physical. And you know, we're getting beat up a lot, but that's, you know, in this situation, you'd rather have that. I don't want them to blow the whistle every single time. But it got really physical. We didn't handle it well, and then you saw the turnovers just add up and add up. And then I couldn't call enough timeouts. We didn't have. They don't give us 12. I wish they did. But we just didn't have them. So. We just ran out of gas. It was like the story you told me the other day when you ran out of gas from the gas station, but you were going downhill and you pushed it in to the gas station. We pushed it to halftime, and then they were done.
3:15 remaining in the first half. You're leading 37-30, and it seemed like you guys really had the tempo that you wanted. You just never let them into the full court at that point.
We did, and you know, they were missing. So it was a little bit of false hope in that they were getting great looks, but they were missing. So they couldn't get into their press. And you knew it was coming. Like I said to our staff at halftime, like it wasn't because we were there in their face and great contests. They were just missing. Some guys that can really shoot were missing shots. So they couldn't get in the press, and then we were able to walk it up. And when we executed a play, I mean, we were getting layups, wide open shots. We were getting anything we want. And then the game just changed. When we were turning the ball over, they would get layups, and then we're getting their press. And then we couldn't run anything in the half court. You know, we needed this game to be really slow, you know, like really slow, and pray that they missed. And the volume, the speed got turned up to 11 there after half. And they just didn't have it. Like, and it's not their fault. You know, like, you can't ask five kids to play this many games back to back to back to back to back with no subs. They just hit empty, and it wasn't because they didn't want it or they're not a great group of kids. There was just nothing left.
Kevin and I mean, it's hard to take away everything in a defense, and a lot of the shots they were missing were corner shots in the first half. Is that where you were kind of trying to direct it, or do you try to keep Verge out of the middle? Lesser of the evils, I guess?
Yeah, we were really focused on Alonzo Verge and taking away his right hand. And the zone that we were in, you know, basically there was three guys on him. And then when we just wanted to make him give it up, and we were going to hope that the other guys missed. And it worked for a while. In a half-court game, if we were playing 5-on-5 half-court, we win this game. We can't win an up-and-down game with five guys. We just can't do it. And we just ran out of gas. I mean, they committed to each other here a couple weeks ago with five guys that they were just going to compete their butts off. And they did for each other. And then I think, boy, there was just nothing left. There was nothing left. But that doesn't, I felt like at the end of the year we were the second best team in this region. But we had put ourselves in the situation that we were in because we had lost to some bad teams along the way. And so that was our fault. Now, we're still 20, 30 points worse than Mobley. But here in the last couple weeks, they figured out how to win some games, and we got to a point. And then, you know, this is a great job or a great time here at the end to just kind of think a little bit about what we've done over the years here. I'm not good at math, but I think we're 99 and 27 in 4 years, which, you know, we've won more games than they've ever won here in 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, or 1 year. You look at any span, we've won more. We've won 20 at least every single year. We haven't hit 10 losses in a season yet. We're graduating every single kid. All of our guys are going to get free educations. We're putting more guys in Division I than they ever have. And we're doing more in the community. Like, our guys have been out. And even while the season's going on, like, we've been doing Special Olympics stuff, and we've got some stuff lined up here for March. So, you know, there's a lot of positive here. I feel like we've done a lot of great things. And boy, I wish at this point we just had a couple extra bodies to get us through. But in our program, we don't let things go like in some other programs, where you know, they guys just get away with things and trouble, and they still play on Saturday. We just weren't able to do that. Man, 4 years, I'm very proud of what we've accomplished, not only this year, but in the time since we've been here, and we came up one win short of 100 in 4 years. We only play 30 games. Think about that. We're winning 25 games. We're averaging 25-6 a year. Shoot, I mean, you tell me how many programs in the country are averaging 25-6 on the budget that we have. So I'm very proud of what we've accomplished as a group. All of these sophomores are on track to graduate, and then we'll do it again. We drive back right now, and in the morning I got to leave at 9 to go recruiting, so we start working on next year.
I can't think of a better way to sum it up. Thanks for bringing us along, buddy, for the ride, Coach.
Yep. I won't miss you.
Okay. Luke Strege joining us on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show right here on Super Talk 800 KREI. The Cardinals, as Coach told us, 23-9 on the season, and not only the 23 wins, Kevin, but to me, you know, there's a point in the season, looks like things are going to change, maybe you struggle. I love the fight the guys showed. The three wins to get here, I think, is a real feather in the cap. You lose, but there's no shame to losing to Moberly, certainly. But I think that you certainly celebrate the fact that you were able to get here.
Oh, absolutely. I think the MAC fans and MAC community should be very proud of this team and the accomplishments that they did. A nice winning percentage this year, and another good season for the MAC Cardinals.
You want to broadcast the game tomorrow with me?
Yeah, sure do. How about that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
The Mineral Area College Ladies, the number 2 seed in Region 16. And how about Moberly again? Yeah, we'll do that. It's the Region 16 semifinals. It's a tournament, so we don't ever know what's going to be on schedule. But we're looking for a 7:45 Fleegs Equipment pregame show tomorrow night. And we'll see if the ladies can get to the championship game.
How about revenge for Moberly tomorrow? Let's get it.
All right, sounds good. That's Kevin Thurman. I'm Chad Speaker. Our thanks to Kennedy Lear back in the studio. And I hope your home team did well tonight. We'll broadcast another game tomorrow.